matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 833-8-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Wake up call. Continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Time for the good, the bad, and the dumb. Coming up this hour, Dan Favalli is going to join us. We'll talk about the NBA's return and maybe some hiccups that are occurring there. But right now, the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Tuesday. So let's get the good of the day.
It's a weird good.
All right.
Okay.
I like weird good.
I like this. Ford is debuting a new Bronco. Did you know that?
Did they? Are they really?
They're going to. They're releasing the details of it on July 9th.
July 9th.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to know why it's so good?
Why is it so good?
That's O.J. Simpson's birthday.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Oh, well played.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, oh, this can't be real, right? They got to know.
They have to know.
I think they do know.
I think they don't. I think, of course, they know.
Come on, the person who made the Bronco probably the most famous car ever?
No, they know that. There is, out of 365 days on the calendar, they knew.
They could have chose any date.
There's no way that was a coincidence. No chance.
No. I was like, that's a perfect day to release it. I hope they involve him somehow. I don't know how.
Yeah.
But you got to.
Do you think? I'm wondering, like, because OJ is so vocal now, he's doing all these videos on social media, right?
Well, you know, he's going to chime in about it once it comes out.
Do they just get him to do something really quick, or are they just, I don't know. It's so touchy.
Which brings another question. Is he off limits
as a
spokesman?
Yeah, I think he is.
But could this be the one thing you could use him for?
Yeah, that's true. You're true. Wouldn't Fred Goldman and they get the money?
Maybe he's just like, yeah, go ahead, do it. I don't, you know,
because I wonder
I'll just have some fun with it.
If his lawyer was like, look, you can do this, but the check's got to go to Fred Goldman. Does he go, well, then screw it, then I'm not doing that.
Because
he doesn't want to give any money, right? So he probably goes, no. But, oh, God, that's so... Now my brain is working. Like, I'm trying to come up with a way that he would do it. He would do it with... Ah, oh, man, that's so... No, he's got to... Yeah, that's right. Oh.
It's awesome.
I'm going to come up with a way by the end of the show.
There's no other way. It's just beyond awesome that Ford is doing this on July 9th.
I mean, I agree.
I mean, you know... It's in the back of their mind. Yeah, I mean, how can you not think about that?
I feel this weird thing with OJ because everything he posts, I watch, right? And I enjoy, and I feel like I shouldn't enjoy it. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
This is a guy that killed two people. But yet, this is pretty funny. Like, this is pretty interesting how he's commenting on this and that and the other thing. And I watch everything he posts. Like, if it shows up, I watch it. Because normally it's been retweeted 100 times, so I can't help but see it. But I also go, yeah, this is kind of neat that OJ's on social media. But I feel guilty because, again, he's a murderer. Killed two people.
I mean, it's hard to watch OJ when he does those videos. And I forget that he's a murderer.
Me too. That's why I feel guilty.
I start
that's
going away from bad. It all the time.
All the time. You're 100% correct. I watch it and I go, oh man, OJ, that's awesome. That's funny. Oh yeah, he killed two people. I immediately go from, that's awesome to, no, it's not.
Yeah, and I mean, you just play this game going back and forth.
It's so true. But yeah, if there's a way OJ could just sneak in an endorsement for the new Bronco, that would be great. That would be great. Does OJ have a sense of humor about some of those things? Like, not the actual murder, but I mean, like,
at this point, don't you have to?
Well, look, can he, like, if he had a sense of humor about leading police on a chase through Los Angeles being suicidal in the back of a Bronco driven by his friend, that's one thing, right? Because that is not admitting to being a murderer. That's just a separate thing. I wonder if he goes all these years later, like, yeah, I know, it was a little overdramatic, but yeah, you know, I was going through a lot. What do you want? My wife died, and I didn't know what I was going to do.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. But you're right, though. That is not a coincidence. They knew exactly what they were doing.
There's no way a marketing team, I mean, because when they do these things, when they're, especially a Ford Bronco, which hasn't been around in years, when they're doing something like this, I mean, there's a lot of research that's been done. A lot of research is involved. And it can't come as a coincidence that July 9th, just like, you know, they just circle the day on the calendar. It's like, let's just do it July 9th. Because that's a Thursday, by the way.
Could you do the ad where you say, it's the new Ford Bronco, and then you give all the details, and you go, and happy birthday. And then just close out and just be like a little wink, wink. To
maybe it's 0 to 60 in 12 hours or something.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, maybe they bring footage and like, look, even the LAPD wants this car.
Totally.
They're right. All chasing it. Everybody wants the Ford Bronco.
Everybody was on the freeway. That was, you know, what was amazing. I keep going back to that. What was so amazing is that people had to figure out where OJ was without any internet or cell phones.
Oh my God, right?
Without any social media, without any
TMZ to help us out.
Exactly. People just went to freeways and hoping they heard on the radio that OJ was on a certain highway and got to a freeway exit and got to an overpass and started cheering.
And people made signs.
They knew it was great. And they did it without any assistance from the supercomputer. Well, I mean,
after a while, they all kind of knew. Like, it was like, all right, he's taking the 10. He's going home to Brentwood. So if we plan ahead, we can meet up with him. Remember when he was driving into Brentwood? It looked like a rock star pulling into a concert.
Exactly. Totally.
The police had, like, I mean, by that time, there was, like, police motorcycles, ushering him in.
Completely.
Give him an escort to this dude's house.
Unreal. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, you know, it's a lot with Sammy Sosa McGuire hitting the news again. A lot of talk of, you know, memorabilia of theirs, you know, their home run balls. And Darren Rovell had a tweet about the guy who caught the home run ball.
The one
who caught number, actually caught number 70. I'm sorry.
70, okay.
His name was Phil Ozersky. He was somebody who was making $30,000 a year when he caught the 70th home run ball. When the Cardinals approached him, the Cardinals offered to trade him the ball for a signed bat, ball, and jersey.
Okay, signed bat, ball, and jersey, right.
Ozersky said all he really wanted was to meet McGuire.
Oh, wow.
McGuire said no. Couldn't be bothered at that time to be.
Really?
Yeah. So Ozersky said, all right, no deal. He ended up selling that ball for a little over $3 million.
Well played. Well done.
Which is his end because, you know, he made a sound investment. I mean, this is a guy who's making $30,000 a year, you know, all of a sudden has a $3 million ball that he sold. I mentioned that story, that tweet from Darren Rovell to bring you this one. Todd McFarlane was the guy who bought the home run ball.
He's in the documentary, yeah.
Yeah, he was the one who, God, I can't remember. There was a TV show that he made that was, or a movie that he made that actually.
Spawn,
there you go, thank you. That mean he made hundreds of millions of dollars, so he's fine. But he paid, what Darren Rovell said, he paid an inflated adjusted total of $5.8 million for McGuire's number 67, 68, 69, and 70 home run balls, Sosa's number 61 and 66, and Barry Bonds' number 73.
Wow.
Okay. So he just about $6 million for those, what is that, seven baseballs.
Right.
Rovell tweets that today he would be lucky to get $1 million for all seven.
I agree completely. You're 100% correct.
It's just bad because, like, God, I mean, these things should be iconic, but I can't argue with that tweet because who wants it?
Nobody wants it. You're 100% correct.
And I know in the last hour we were talking about, like, you know, we would embrace someone going for the record again. You know, maybe if it was like a Mike Trout going for the record. And if Mike Trout got the record, I believe that ball would sell for a lot and stay at that mark.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. He's right. He's in the documentary in the beginning. He shows the baseballs and whatnot. But you're right. By the way, you know, this, I hate to say this now, but these baseball teams, I know they're going to try to, like, whenever somebody gets their you know, 500th home run or their whatever, and I know those balls aren't going to be worth millions of dollars, but you're going to have to come to the table with a little bit more than a signed jersey or a signed bat.
Yeah.
Like for some of these baseballs, like people are realizing that they're going to be collectors that will pay top dollar. Not 3 million, but
well,
like
maybe,
somebody's home run that breaks a mark or whatever it is. Somebody's going to want money for that. You can't just get it for a bat.
No, I know. I think now we have that knowledge. I don't know. Did we have that knowledge in 98?
Not in 98. No. The idea that the groundskeeper that gave McGuire his 62nd ball because it just barely went over the fence. So it didn't go into the fan stands. You know, he gave it up.
Well, that's what Ozerski said, too, is that had he met McGuire, he probably would have just been like, here.
This is yours, yeah.
You know, I guess there was a story of the guy who caught Ken Griffey Jr.'s 500th ball or 600th ball out of one of the like milestone numbers. Got to meet Griffey and just handed the ball over. Like, there you go.
It's hard. Yeah,
didn't get any compensation whatsoever. He did get to go to an All-Star game.
That's pretty cool.
So
that's pretty cool. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is there's a man in Portland, Oregon, who ended up shooting himself in the junk.
Why?
Because he was carrying a concealed weapon and it fired off.
But wasn't drunk, didn't get an argument, wasn't trying to show off.
But he, you know, obviously had to go to the hospital to get stitched up. But he... You know, police came to investigate because they would, especially since he was an ex-con.
Of course.
He blamed it on a homeless man.
Oh, okay. So a homeless man shot him there?
Because since he is an ex-con, he is not allowed to carry a gun, a weapon of any choice.
So find a local homeless man. I got it.
Well, you know, he couldn't give an accurate description of the homeless man who tried to rob him. He couldn't do this. He couldn't do that. And lo and behold, guess what? Police were able to find out that it was his, and now he's got to go to jail for 6 years. So the moral of this story is, kids, you should never carry a gun in the front of your pants.
That's right. Exactly. Good try, though. You can't blame him for trying. Yes. See if he can get away with
it. We're not just giving you a dumb. It's kind of a PSA.
You might as well take that lie all the way as far as you can go before somebody breaks it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's worse? I would imagine that night would probably be worse than 6 years in prison.
Yeah, that's I gotta think that night's worse. Yeah.
I mean that's 6 years, awful. That's a long time. Maybe you get out on good behavior, which probably will happen. But, I mean, you got blasted there. I mean,
get it.
That's... You know, yeah, we've all been kicked there or punched there at some point. That was the most excruciating pain ever. I can't imagine being shot.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Your kids ever tell you a lie where you want to go, good try. That was
I
all the time with my kids.
My line is, I borrow it from Rusty Griswold.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, when he's sitting there with his dad, it's like, that's a good story, Dad. Think mom will believe it?
That's right. That's right. Sometimes you go, not bad. Good try. Homeless man with the gun. Eh, why not?
Yeah.
See where that goes. That's the good, the bad, the dumb. It's SB Nation Radio.
The Jake Asman Show.
Jake Asman Show.
I woke up optimistic. I woke up excited. I was going to make bacon for the first time in my life. Recently, during my furlough, I learned how to scramble eggs. Now, you might laugh at me. Just learned how to scramble eggs? Yes, I was a late bloomer on the eggs. But I know how to do it at an elite level now. So every morning as I get up and prep for this show, I make some scrambled eggs. Well, I was going to make bacon. The eggs were great. Eggs were done. I put the bacon on the pan. I'm like, yeah, I got some time. I'll play around. I'll make some bacon. Then I said to myself, you know what? Let me go and get dressed for work. I'll eat the bacon.